Before I get into the actual agenda, I would like to make an announcement. I'm very, very pleased to inform members of the public as well as my fellow members of the commission that Governor Tim Kaine, in his very infinite wisdom, has found due cause to reappoint Mr. Rick Robbins and Mr. Carter Fox to the Marine Resources Commission. So I'd like to congratulate them at this time on their reappointment. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. You had a chance to review the agenda. Is there anyone here that has any additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda? Mr.
Item number 13 is the conveyance to the Virginia Port Authority. The documents for this have been prepared by another attorney in our office who is a little more qualified than I am, but I would like to take the time to review these. I think I noticed already a couple of minor corrections, and maybe put that off till the end of the day.
Oh, that would be fine.
Okay.
Is anyone here from the Port Authority at the present time? I think we told them that was down on the agenda, so that'll take care of that. So what we'll do is move that, if it's okay with the commission, move that to a point on the agenda that when you feel it's appropriate, we'll consider taking it up. Does anyone else from the commission have any additions or deletions? Staff? Mr. Grab?
Yes, we're asking that you pull item 11, Bill Barnes. The protests have been resolved on that. So it's now a project that staff can recommend or handle administratively. And item 10, do you have a letter from Mr. Crossland?
Yes.
Mr. Crossland has asked for a continuance.
Is Mr. Crossland here? Okay. Crossland, for the record, is an attorney at law. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable for the day that I've previously scheduled court hearings in Prince William County General District Court. I was informed that these matters are heard on the fourth Tuesday of each month. I also have a jury trial scheduled for October 27th. I ask that the hearing be continued November 24, 2009. Well, understanding pending court dates, especially as it involves a jury trial, I'll leave it up to the commission. What's the pleasure of the commission as far as the request for continuance on Mr. Crossland? Mr. Pankard?
Move to continue.
Or second to the motion? Second by Mr. Holland.
I do have one problem. He doesn't seem like he's been very forthcoming in information. And, you know, I'd like to see some cooperation, at least, you know, if we're willing to, you know, work things out with him. I would hope that he would be able to cooperate a little bit so we can get this matter cleared up.
Well, certainly I share your sense of frustration because we don't, we're too busy to handle, but matters that involve lack of cooperation that take up the commission and staff's time are very, very difficult. But I would presume that at the time that he does appear, you can make your sentiments known at that time as well, Mr. Schick. And I presume the continuance is till the November 24th versus
yes,
January
yes,
date.
Sir.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 10 is continued until November 24th. Mr. Travelstead?
Item 17 was placed on your agenda in anticipation of actions by the Minister and Fishery Commission. The ASMFC decided not to take action on that item, so this item 17 is restricted from your agenda.
Okay.
There may be down the road some federal action taken on this issue. If that occurs, we'll make you aware of it and decide that we want it back on the agenda. We don't need it there today.
With no objection from the commission, be okay to strike item 17. Item 17 is stricken from the record. Any other additions, corrections, deletions? The chair will entertain a motion on the amended agenda.
So
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Lane. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.